If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
In the next title studio, David Allen in for Paul J. Todd with 1D's here. Chris Walton is with me also. And Daniel Lipsitz joins us this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Sure. You're an attorney with Cordell & Cordell.
That's correct.
And with Father's Day coming up this Sunday, I wanted to have you in and kind of discuss the perception versus the reality in divorce for fathers.
Okay.
So you guys obviously defend men in divorce cases. What's your outlook for that? Is it for fair and equality, or is it to get one up on somebody?
No, I think our goal at Cordell & Cordell is to make sure that men get a fair shake during the divorce process, especially related to custody, and ensure that fathers will continue to have a role, a significant role, in their children's lives. And we're not looking for anything more than an equal shake under the law.
What I haven't looked into the current rules about men and women split up when they split up. What are the current trends that are going around the country and in Idaho?
Well, I think historically speaking, mother was getting a preferential treatment under the law. It wasn't necessarily discrimination, but it wasn't necessarily fair. I think that is trending in a more positive direction. There are some states that are even moving towards a presumption of equal custody rights for both men and women. Idaho is not quite there yet. There has been some discussion in the legislature that making equal custody sort of presumed under the law, but that hasn't passed yet. So right now we're trending towards sex not being an important factor, but it's still, I think, in the back of the judges' minds.
It's obviously Father's Day week. What tips would you give dads if they wanted to obtain proper custody and visitation and continued role in their kids' lives that's very important to them?
Yeah, I think most of the tips that I normally, and Cordell normally recommends, mostly just common sense. You need to stay involved in your child's life. So do whatever you normally do. If they take dance classes, take them to dance class. During the summertime, if you normally take them camping, you take them camping. Take them to the pool. Stay actively involved. Do things with them. Make sure that they understand that you're there. Make sure that they understand that you love them. Because obviously a divorce process for the children is one of the toughest things that they go through their life. And as long as they know that their father is supporting them, that's going to obviously help and be in your child's best interest. But it's also going to help you if there is any type of custody battle.
If someone had never heard of Cordell & Cordell and they got a divorce in the past, and they kind of feel like maybe the verdict they ended up with wasn't fair, is there something that you can do for them?
That's a great question, Chris. I think that it depends on what it is. If it's a property division that wasn't fair, there's not much we can do about that.
Right.
However, if it's a custody modification or child support, those type of items and issues are always modifiable, assuming there might be a change of circumstances from the last order. And that's definitely something we could look at and help you out with.
What's your impression or opinion on why? Because you're right, it's been a little one-sided in a lot of court cases, not just in Idaho, but around the country, where men get the short end of the stick. Why do you think that perception was within courts when you're looking at two people who both want 50% of custody or whatever, and the men always come out shorter? Why was that, do you think?
Well, I think Joe Cordell started the firm about 25 years ago, him and his wife in St. Louis, Missouri. And with Cordell & Cordell, he saw a need there and that mothers were being assumed to be the proper parent, the better parent, and that fathers were typically the breadwinners and that they weren't really either cared or weren't really involved in raising their children. I think it was just almost sort of a natural assumption by the judges at that point. And so when Mr. Cordell saw that need, he started pushing back against that and saying, no, fathers should have equal custody. Just because mothers were assumed at that point to be the primary caretakers, that's not necessarily what's going to happen after a divorce. It's a significant change in what's happening, and both parents should have an equal right to their children at that point.
Is there a significant difference in what could be the outcome or what is the average outcome depending upon what state you get divorced in?
I think there is, but that's also, again, trending to be sort of normalized. Mm-hmm. I think And some states are, like I said previously, there are some statutes that put a presumption of equal custody, and then it's on the burden of the other parent to prove why it shouldn't be equal custody. So I think it does make a small impact on where you get divorced. It probably makes a small impact on what judge you have in any particular state, because each judge has their, I wouldn't say bias, but their thoughts on things.
Where does Idaho sit for divorce settlements as opposed to the rest of the country?
When it comes to custody, I think Idaho is moving along towards getting toward that presumption of equal custody, sort of depending on the age of the child. But I think we're lagging behind some states. We might be a little more progressive than others. But, you know, if you think of more of the progressive states, some of the western states, Colorado's pretty progressive when it comes to custody. And we're still a little, I think, conservative moving behind some of those states.
Give everybody a chance, Daniel. How do they get a hold of you, either phone or email, or give that information out?
Well, they can contact us at 208-502-0000. That's our my phone number, and they can contact Cordell at Cordell. They can contact me at D Lipsitz, which is DLIPSITZ at Cordell Law, CORDELLLAW.com.
Perfect. Thanks for coming in today and sharing this information. I hope someday that everyone just looks at it gender neutral and just goes, what's best for the child? Because at the end of the day, that's really has to be the answer, right?
Right, and that's what we're pushing for.
Fantastic.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate
it. Thank you.